matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Not quite 10 o'clock just yet. Listen to Morning Focus here on Clare FM. We're a bit ahead of ourselves. We'll get to the 10 o'clock news when 10 o'clock comes. But before that, we will look ahead to tomorrow's clash between Clare and Wexford, the All-Ireland quarter-final at Páirc Uíomh on Leaside. The battle between the current Clare hurlers and, of course, the man who managed them to the All-Ireland title of 2013 and managed so many of these players up until a couple of years ago. So much so, it's been called the Davy Derby by some. Last night, the Clare managers, Gerry O'Connor and Donal Maloney, announced no changes to the starting team compared to that which lined out against Cork in the Munster final defeat of 2 weeks ago. Patrick O'Connor of Tubber will be their captain. I spoke yesterday with Colin Ryan, former Clare hurler, former All-Ireland winner, of course, from Newmarket and Fergus, to get his thoughts on the game.
They didn't have time to think about it or feel sorry for themselves, I think, you know, throughout the Munster Championship, and, you know, they just had the last 2 weeks maybe, and they'll probably be feeling a small bit sorry for themselves maybe after the Cork game for a couple of days, but you just don't have the time. You know, I'm sure like last weekend they would have been playing an A versus B game, and there probably would have been lads there, you know, looking to put their hands up and try and get into the team for this week, especially after a loss. Like, so, like, all said and done, they lost the Munster final, but like they've a great chance of getting into an All-Ireland semi-final and having a crack at Galway, you know, and anything could go after that. Like, but yeah, I'm sure like the lads will just be looking at, you know, beating Wexford on Saturday, and hopefully, you know, getting into Croke Park again. It's been a while, and, you know, I'm sure the Clare crowd would only love, you know, to be heading back up
Absolutely,
the road again.
Yeah. Tell me, how hard is it to bounce back from a defeat like the Cork one? None of these players have a Munster medal. They all would have wanted that prize. The management admit it was a key goal at the start of the year.
Yeah, I think it probably did hurt them a small bit. I think I said it to Derek before it, like this. It probably would have been a bit of a momentum killer. So, like, you know, will they come out with the same, you know, attitude and same stuff on Saturday? You know, it may take them a bit of time. There might be a bit of tension at the start of the game because it is do or die now. You know, there's no second chances, and, you know, I think you know, both sides will be kind of looking at that. And, you know, you could see the first 10 minutes has been very tense, you know, a few mistakes, you know, stuff like that. So it'll be the team that settles into it, I think, earliest that will do well out of this game. But I'm sure Clare probably would have been disappointed. They were looking at, you know, another shot at Cork. They probably have been their voodoo team, you know, I think, the last 2 or 3 years anyway, especially. So, like, I'm sure they would have been disappointed, you know, that it was a chance that you know, just was lost, I think. But
is it hard to put that disappointment away, or to close the door on it, or does it spill over a fortnight on the next time you're out on the field?
Yeah, I don't think it spills over a fortnight on, but I think, you know, definitely they will take time on the field. You know, they'll be thinking about maybe, you know, God, you know, this is our last chance saloon now. Like, so, you know, them free-flowing games or free-flowing shots that you think will go over 9 times out of 10, you know, when the pressure isn't on, you know, they're the ones that you're thinking about a small bit more. And then suddenly, you know, if Wexford get a run in, you, you're thinking, you know, is this the last 35 minutes of hurling I'll play this year, you know, at inter-county level? And just get a small bit tense like that. But then again, that's where the leaders step up, and that's where the characters step up, and that's where you're going to need lads to come to the fore and, you know, just settle things down a small bit and, you know, just make sure that they're doing the simple things right and, you know, helping each other out.
To be fair to the man himself, and indeed to both sides, nobody is talking up this Davy Derby element, as I saw it described in the Independent yesterday. But it is going to be what a lot of people outside of both camps are focusing on. Is it a factor in any way for the Clare players to be going up against their former boss and vice versa?
I don't think it's going to be an issue for the players going up against Davy. I suppose I see maybe something that Davy knows their ins and outs. Like, you know, Davy knows an awful lot about these Clare players, and, you know, he knows how to push buttons, he knows what their strengths are, he probably knows what their weaknesses are, you know. So I'm sure, you know, he's looking to maybe, you know, get one over, you know, in certain weaknesses that this Clare team has, or, you know, that certain players have, that he'll be, you know, getting that information across to these Wexford players. And it's probably a slight advantage, yes, of course it is, like, you know, because he does know them players really, really well, and he's going to have Wexford pumped, I think, because, you know, I, me knowing Davey, you know, he, while he loves Clare hurling, getting one over is, you know, it's extremely important to him. You know, he'll go, he'll be very satisfied, I think, if he does.
But at the same time, as Gerry O'Connor said to me during the week, Davey knows our players. Our players know his system.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, that it definitely will play a part. I think, you kind of look at it. It's probably going to be an advantage to both sides. You know, knowing how Davey thinks, God only knows like what he'll throw at him on Saturday. You know, he could come from left field or something, but. You know, because that's the type of character he is and stuff like that. And, you know,
and that's why he's so successful as well. You don't mean that in a mean way, I know. But
he's just probably trying to outthink him. You know, like as in, you know, that'll be his thing. Like he'll be well aware that they know his system. And, you know, knowing Davey and how much he thinks about the game, I can be damn sure that he's thinking for the last, you know, 2 weeks on, you know, how to counteract that and to turn over Clare and, you know, to do something different maybe, you know, just something that is going to throw a cat among the pigeons. Like, and no better man to throw a cat among the pigeons than Davey.
He'll be on the sidelines. What do you make of his players on the field? This is a Wexford team looking for a first semi-final in 11 years. They have certainly improved under his stewardship the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, they have, definitely. I think, you know, they've definitely had some great performances. Probably a little inconsistent. You know, some of their players are phenomenal, but you know, have they put it back-to-back, you know, a number of times that they can get success out of it and stuff like that. So it's hard to judge on their day. They're extremely good, you know, the likes of, you know, Conor McDonald and, you know, Lee Chin and Matthew O'Hanlon and, you know, Rory O'Connor this year has been exceptionally good for them. But, you know, have they all put a performance in together? It's just hard to see, but they definitely have improved under Davey's stewardship, and I think they improved under Liam Dunn's stewardship before that as well. So, or Liam Griffin, sorry, before that. So, I think they're up and coming, but until I think they win a big one, this is definitely a big one from getting to an All-Ireland semi-final is a massive deal to them. But I think until they win one, you know, I think they'll still have doubts in the back of their heads.
And is that enough, or maybe something else, to make Clare, in your mind, the favourites?
Yeah, I think there's a slight favourite. I think, you know, there's probably an element of knowing each other. There's probably an element of Clare missing an opportunity for a month final. You know, there's an element of Davey there. But I think, you know, the carrot of getting back to Croke Park and, you know, realistically, probably the best opportunity they will have to get back to Croke Park in the last 3 or 4 years, you know, playing Wexford, who I suppose aren't maybe one of the top 2 or 3 at the minute, but neither are Clare, I suppose, you know, when you kind of look at that. But there's definitely, you know, I think there's an opportunity there where, you know, the Clare lads will be looking at this and going, if we get to Croke Park here, you know, anything can happen, because it's the type of field, I think, that suits the players we have.
And that's Colin Ryan from Newmarket and Fergus, former Clare player, of course, looking ahead to tomorrow's clash between Clare and Wexford. Full live commentary here on Clare FM. Our coverage will begin from about 2:45 through in at 3 o'clock. We have teamed up with our competitions this week with Eburn Food Trail and also with Revive Active, who are celebrating 7 years in business. They create, manufacture, market and sell superior supplements containing the very best of ingredients. You can win the programme today, either a 1 month supply box of Revive Active or a month supply of another one of their products, Beauty Complex. We'll throw it at a t-shirt even, a bit of a difference. We will be picking a winner of that prize in the next hour of the programme, but I'll give you our question now, as we are here in Milton Malbay to celebrate Skull Sarah Willie Clancy. What age would he have turned this year? His very notable birthday coming up on Christmas Eve. But what's the answer? We talked about it earlier on in the programme. The answer, your name and where you are, please, 086 1800 964. On the hurling, Garold is in Clare Castle. He's looking forward to heading to Páirc Uí Chaoimh tomorrow. Not as easy to get to as Thurles, but if we can get back to Croke Park afterwards, it's worth the effort. And no Hawkeye in Cork either. Des O'Brien and Ballingarry pointing that out. Other comments too, we'll get to them in the next hour.